Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I mentioned before the break, January 3rd, 2018. That was a day that the Lions, Bob Quinn and Martha Ford and Rod Wood and Ernie Accorsi and anyone else who sat in interviewed Mike Vrabel. Vrabel, the coach of the Tennessee Titans, who've now got on the road and won back-to-back playoff games. Gator, where would the Lions be if they hired Mike Vrabel? And would it be stunted by the fact that Bob Quinn is still the GM? Or would Vrabel have had an influence over, enough of an influence over what the team was trying to do that they'd be in much better shape today? Whether they'd be a playoff team, I doubt they'd be playing for the NFC Championship game because they still don't have Derrick Henry on the roster. But would they be in a much better place had they hired Mike Vrabel? 2 days after they interviewed Mike Vrabel, they interviewed Matt Patricia. And apparently were wowed by the guy who's got him at 3-12-1, not as much as the guy who's got his team playing for the national champion or the AFC championship game.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an impossible question to answer. You know, different coaches come into different situations, and you work with what you got. I mean, would you like to have Mike Vrabel in hindsight 100%? And you, that was your guy at the time over Patricia at the time. As I recall, I didn't have a strong opinion either way. Just looking forward to change. But, I mean, hindsight's real easy to say now, given that they're dragon slayers right now. That may have ended Tom Brady's run. They win at New England to do so. They go out and play a game against Baltimore in Baltimore. Nobody gave them a chance to win that game. And they won it convincingly. And it's funny because you look at that and the way they won the game was basically, that's New England strategy. That was the ultimate bend but don't break. They gave up over 500 yards in offense and yielded 12 points. One touchdown. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got the horse to go with, which is Derrick Henry. They've got an offensive line that can certainly block, a run block anyway. And he made a brilliant decision halfway through the season. I'm done with Marcus Mariota. I don't care that he was a first-round pick and you guys invested. It wasn't my guy. Forget it. I'm going with Ryan Tannehill. We got him in the offseason. We're going to use him. And they went 7-2 down the stretch, and now they're 2-0 in the playoffs with Ryan Tannehill.
The last three games, they've beaten three of the four division winners in the AFC, and they're about to play the fourth.
Right.
They could work their way through all the division winners and go to the Super Bowl. Look, everybody does this, okay? You're looking for points of affirmation that for whatever reason about some topic you were right and you know, and you want to throw it in people's face. And I'm frustrated by the fact that they didn't hire Vrabel. Vrabel checked a lot of the boxes I would have been looking for. And so, you know, he's gone out and he's taken this Tennessee team and done it by a way that's kind of considered old school when it comes to riding a workhorse running back. As you look at the template and talk about everybody tries to copycat everything that everybody did, you know, that had success. Does it make you feel like the Lions need to get Jonathan Taylor and feed him the way that you know Tennessee is feeding Derrick Henry? I find it so frustrating because the Lions actually flirted with like Vrabel, and here he is doing a hell of a job in the postseason. And no, they're not apples to apples. You take Vrabel, and he wasn't the only thing. They would have had to make good personnel decisions, and he wasn't in charge of that, but he definitely would have influenced it. So where would they be with Vrabel? Now, if someone wants to call up and say, no, it won't work, it wouldn't have worked with Vrabel because the Lions are doomed for it not to work. It'll always go wrong in Detroit. I can't stop you from feeling that way. Like, it's totally natural to feel that way. That if Belichick and Brady came here 20 years ago, it wouldn't have worked because Lions. If Vrabel was here, it wouldn't work because Lions. If Derrick Henry had spent the last 5 years, he wouldn't be rushing like this because Lions. It doesn't add up. It's so incredible that it always doesn't work here that I can't stop people from feeling that way. It's a natural instinct to feel for Detroiters. You know,
well, here's what's interesting about it. Obviously, you come in, you have your own coaching staff that you'd hire. I mean, you know, Vrabel had the pedigree with the Patriots, so it could easily swung that way too. It tells you a different bond between Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn and Mike Vrabel. That's the conclusion I'm drawing.
And look, they went out and they hired this defensive coordinator, Cordy Unland, and rest assured.
The Lions.
Yeah, the Lions did. If you were worried about it, don't worry. He's got Patricia ties. They both debuted in New England in 2004. And, you know, the thing about it is it's not unusual. Raise your hand if you work out there and you hired someone you knew and worked with in the past. It happens all the time in real life. And that's what Bob Quinn did.
But well, would have done it if you hired Vrabel too.
Ties were there, man.
Well, here's what's also a little bit more maddening, throwing salt into the wound there. The hire that Matt Patricia made that you didn't like, you couldn't stand this. And they finally, this has rectified itself, and now we have the new study that they've got a new defense coordinator.
Paul Pasqualoni?
You didn't like Paul Pasqualoni being hired.
No.
Because of what you saw from Pasqualoni's past. Syracuse, nope, like didn't have some kind of great defense that they were running, right? Or in his other stops. Mike Vrabel hires Dean Pease.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Pease spent 14 years in the NFL as a coach, 10 years as a defensive coordinator with the Baltimore Ravens and the New England Patriots. That was his pedigree.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good pedigree.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
At the NFL level. It's interesting that how it's not just in the coaching hires the big one because the coach hires his staff and you work on down like that. And it seems like the personalities of Vrabel and Patricia, I think are wildly different. And
yep.
You've stated why, and I agree with you. It's one guy looks like he's a head coach who delegates his authority and is there to manage the team that he's got and
hire
do what
the
he,
right guys.
Yes. Yeah. Where the other guy is a defensive-minded guy, like Vrabel is too, but he's a coordinator at heart and is going about things trying to rule with an iron fist, and it didn't seem like that's what Vrabel was trying to do in Tennessee when he got there, was rule with an iron fist.
I've really soured on the idea of go get the hot coordinator. You got to get the right leader of men. And it feels to me, Vrabel checked a lot of those boxes. Everybody who played for him seemed to believe in him and believe in what he was selling. And he did a great job at motivating different players. Everybody, you know, you got a locker room full of all kinds of different personalities. You need to be able to manage those personalities to get the best out of them. And that's what people said Vrabel was great at. And I don't know, he was right there for the taking. The Lions interviewed him on January 3rd, 2018. He was the first outside candidate to interview for the job. 2 days later, they interviewed Patricia. And I guess it just goes to show that the tie between Quinn and Patricia was too great for Quinn to pass on.
Before people text in, yes, Dean Pease was also part of Nick Saban's staff at Michigan State. He worked under Lou Holtz at Notre Dame. I mean, Dean Pease has quite the resume as a defensive coordinator, and that's Vrabel's guy. I mean, that's kind of how you do it. If you're a defensive guy, you hire a defensive guy so you don't have to worry about the defense yourself,
you
right?
You got to hire the right people. You got to delegate. You got to let them have success. You got to identify talent. You got to get the most out of that talent. I mean, I read something about Vrabel and you know, knowing your personnel and knowing how to have success with those personnel. Not trying to take the people and change them, but have success with the people you have. And it's just...
Find a system that fits the players rather than find the players that fit the system.
Yeah, it just is really frustrating.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.